Huh? What about Benji?
No way. We are not a thing.
He's so conceited. Haven't you noticed how creepy he acts around other girls? Look, he's doing it with Gracie right now. He doesn't like me. He likes literally any girl he thinks he can get easily. And I'm not one of them. I'm gonna go get another drink. No, it's fine. You guys keep talking. I'll be back in a sec. I can't believe they're trying to set me up with Benji. Benji. Wait, who is that? No way. Hey. Out of all the people at the party today, I didn't expect to see you here. I didn't think you were much of a party person. I had nothing better to do. You flatter us. Well, are you glad you came? Okay. It's just okay. Oh. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I get that. It's interesting how you can be surrounded by so many people like this and still feel lonely somehow. I totally get that. Maybe things will look up, huh? The night is young. I could really use a pick-me-up. Hence the refill. Honestly, I'm not enjoying myself here at all. All my friends are being so pushy with me today. They're trying to set me up with a guy. They always do it. I haven't been in a relationship for like 2 years, and that's like a sin to them. It's whatever. At least they care, right? Did you really come here alone? Nothing. I've never seen you at a party before, and so I just kind of figured the only way you'd ever come to one of these is if someone dragged you into it. My second theory was that you washed up on shore and accidentally landed yourself here. But that's cool. I'm glad you came. And in the proper attire, might I add. I'm serious. The whole swimsuit and sun-kissed look suits you very nicely. You look like you belong in a PacSun ad. I completely overdressed for my first party. Freshman year. I was so excited because this junior invited me to his Super Bowl party. And his parents weren't home that weekend, so it was going to be like this big thing, and his older cousin was gonna bring a keg. Anyway, I showed up in one of my mom's cocktail dresses and a pair of high heels that did not fit me. Everyone else was dressed totally casual, and they were all older than me. I felt so stupid. I left early. Oh, thanks. It's okay. I don't need your pity. I'm just saying that you should be very proud that you didn't show up in one of your mother's cocktail dresses. I don't think I've, like, ever really spoken to you before. I'm sorry. Touché. That wasn't pity, though. That was simply an observation. Sometimes I think I get caught up in my own little circle of friends and forget how great it can be to talk to a new face. I should branch out of my circle more often. Do you want a drink? You're standing by the drink table, but you don't want a drink. That's more like it. Here, I'll pour it for you. To branching out. Cheers. You want to step away for a bit to be alone? No, I mean with me. Like, go for a walk by the water or something. You thought I was telling you to go get lost or something? What kind of assholes have you been talking to tonight? Come on, let's go. Since it'll only be us two, don't get any funny ideas. I'm only messing with you. Relax. So, what do you do for fun? You know, fun. What do you like to do in your spare time? I'm not really one for icebreaker questions either, but I think I'm just so used to all of my conversations being about gossip or how I do my eyeliner, and so I've just kind of forgotten how to have a normal conversation. So tell me, what do you like to do for fun? Wait, really? Me too. All the time. I'm dead serious. What, is that not what you expected? You're surprised. I'm surprised. Yes. If I'm being honest, I thought you were gonna say study. Well, aren't you like the class genius or something? You're just being modest. I've seen it with my own eyes. Every time the teacher calls on you, you give the most perfect, articulate answer, like you're reading straight from a textbook. It's not annoying. It's remarkable. Don't be shy about being smart. Anyone who gives you shit over being smart is just jealous that they aren't. How'd you do with finals? Wait, don't tell me. You're just gonna make me feel worse about myself. I think I passed, but I think I probably brought down the class average. You know what? As long as I passed, I'm happy. You see, I like to give myself low standards so that I'm always exceeding my own expectations. Anyway, how'd you do? Tell me. Shut up. Shut up. Ugh, I am seriously tempted to give you shit over being smart right now, because I so wish I had your brain. No, really though, wanna trade? I think we could arrange a brain transplant. You have yourself a deal. So what's your secret? How long did you study for? You're kidding. Say you're kidding. Damn right I just splashed you. So you barely even studied. That is so not fair. So you're just naturally smart without even having to try. I did study. I studied for like 6 hours. Which I know isn't like a huge block of time, but I skipped out on going to the mall for it, so I'd say I deserve at least a C. I can't believe you barely even studied. I've really had the wrong perception of you. I thought you were like the quiet kid who studies all the time and makes flashcards. Not that there's anything wrong with that, obviously. I mean, I'd kill to have that work ethic. But I guess you're just easier to talk to than I would have thought. There's a wave coming up behind you, look out. So tell me something. Why did you come to this thing? Yeah, I've never seen you at any other parties. Why this one? And don't say for the food, because everybody knows that when the football team is on food duty, it's gonna taste like cardboard. Oh. Yeah, I get it. It's like your last chance to build connections with these people before we all graduate. Makes sense. You know, it doesn't have to be your last chance, though. I mean, there can be other circumstances where we hang out like this. It doesn't have to be school-related. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to wait around for us to be at the same party or in the same classroom or whatever. We can see each other solely because we want to. Hey, I think we're being watched. My friends over there. The ones sitting on the big yellow towel. They're staring. I think they're just confused because you aren't Benji. Nothing. Never mind. It's just, I don't think you're really who they expected I'd be hanging with tonight. And thank goodness for that. Hey, I just wanted to know what that would feel like. I'm not sure. Better do it again. It feels different. No, I mean from the other kisses I've had. It's a good difference. Really good different. Oh my god. I forgot we're being watched. I am so sorry. My friends are... I'm gonna kill them when I go back over there. If I ever do go back over there. I'm pretty happy right here. Mm-hmm.